Rob Reiner deletes X/Twitter account following Trump victory, spent years spreading wild accusations. By David Ng on November 28, 2024. Hollywood actor-director Rob Reiner has deleted his X/Twitter account in the wake of President-elect Donald Trump's resounding victory. His exit marks the end of an era for Reiner, who had spent years using the platform to spread false claims and wild accusations aimed at Trump and his supporters, including repeatedly smearing them as white nationalists. Rob Reiner's X account, which boasted 2.3 million followers, was no longer accessible as of Thursday, with the platform returning a message that the account doesn't exist. As one of Hollywood's most reliable Democrat fundraisers and cheerleaders, Reiner used his X account to champion establishment party politicians, most notably Joe Biden, whom Reiner boosted enthusiastically despite mounting evidence that the president was experiencing cognitive decline. Biden's catastrophic debate performance in June prompted Reiner to call for him to step down from his re-election campaign. Like much of Hollywood, Reiner eventually threw his support behind Vice President Kamala Harris, even going so far as to post on Election Day that Harris would be the 47th president. It was not to be. President-elect Donald Trump's decisive victory ushered in an exodus of left-wing Hollywood celebrities from X, with Reiner being the latest casualty. Breitbart News has spent years cataloging Reiner's many outlandish accusations and false claims. While they are too numerous to list in their entirety below, here is a sampling of some of his most egregious posts. On Election Day, Reiner declared, "Kamala Harris will be the 47th President of the United States." Last year, he was one of numerous celebrities who celebrated Colorado's Supreme Court for throwing Trump off the ballot. The U.S. Supreme Court later reinstated Trump, deciding unanimously that the state had acted improperly. In 2022, Reiner falsely claimed Trump was directly tied to the assault on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, husband, Paul Pelosi. Of course, Trump had nothing to do with the attack at the Pelosi residence. That same year, Reiner claimed Biden was the best president in nearly 60 years, implying that Biden had outperformed every president since Lyndon B. Johnson. Following the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, Reiner falsely blamed Republicans for the horrific act that left 19 children and 2 adults dead. "The blood of every child that dies of gun violence in this country is on the hands of the Republican Party," the All in the Family star exclaimed. In 2021, he equated Republicans with racism, making the unsubstantiated claim that the GOP stands for nothing except white nationalism. The same year, Reiner attacked the late Rush Limbaugh just a day after his death, calling him a purveyor of disinformation and saying that Americans must protect democracy from others like him. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.